Thanks for calling the Credit Pros. This is Luis, Certified Credit Repair Specialist. Who do I have the pleasure to be speaking with today?
Hey, Luis. Good morning, sir. It's Brandon over at
Morning.
Hi there. I've got Tom on the line, and his phone number is 330-600-0104.
Okay. One moment.
Yeah, $5,000 business request. It's poor credit, and I got no options for the guy.
All right. Thanks for that, sir.
Yeah, Luis, thanks again, man. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate it.
You do the same.
Thank you.
I don't think I do.
Hi, thank you so much for holding, Thomas. My name is Luis from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Not bad. About yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, you were transferred over because it looks like your credit score was not high enough to qualify for reasonable interest rates on your personal loan. So let me go ahead and ask you a few questions to see what's going to be the best option to help you bring your credit score back on track and also help you qualify for lower interest rates on your personal loan, okay?
Okay.
My first question, Thomas, is do you know what is your credit score at the moment?
I don't.
Or do you know what type of a negatives could be affecting it?
No, I know it's low 500s.
In the low 500s, okay. Now, Thomas, I was told that you're applying for $5,000. Is this the right amount?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my last question is, at the moment, what is your main source of income?
I'm actually employed. I frame houses for a living.
Okay. All right, so based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit standing. Unlike other companies, we work in improving every single aspect of your credit, from disputing negatives to giving you access to positive credit. So we can go ahead and take a quick look on your credit summary to have a better idea in how many negative and positive accounts are showing up. This way, Thomas, we're going to be able to identify what's going to be the best option to help you bring your credit score back on track and help you move forward with this loan process. And this will be a soft inquiry. It doesn't affect your credit score at any point. Okay?
Okay.
So let me check the information that we have already. Your last name, Thomas, is Farrell, correct?
It's Farrell.
Right. Your telephone number, we have 330-600-0104. It is the right one?
Yes.
And your email, we have tomforhady@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. What is your social security number?
234-233-114.
Okay, just to let you know, Tom, for security purposes, your social security number has been encrypted. That means that it's going to remain confidential, okay? What is your day of birth?
12-15-82.
And finally, Thomas, what is your street address?
18083 Danville, Jellaway Road, Danville, Ohio, 43014.
Now, do me a favor. How do you spell the street name?
Danville, D-A-N-V-I-L-L-E, Jellaway, J-E-L-L. O-W-A-Y.
Okay. All right, so I have 18083 Danville, Holloway, in the city of Danville, Ohio, 43014.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to send the request to Equifax. This is just going to take a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, if you have any question, please let me know.
Okay.
All right, I'm just waiting for an answer from Equifax. It usually takes around 30 to 60 seconds. Okay, actually, Equifax is asking us a few verification questions to give us access to credit report. This is for security purposes. I'm going to read you the questions, and then I'm going to give you four different options for each question as a possible answer. It's only two questions, okay? The first one is, which of the following options is your current or previous employer? First option is R.T. Burke. Second option is Promart Industries. Third option is Moneda Investment Consulting Group. Or the last option, McDonald's. Or McDonald's, all right. And finally, then the second and last security question is, have you ever owned or leased one of the following vehicles? First option is Chevrolet Suburban. Second option is GMC Acadia. Third option is Isuzu Rodeo Sport. And the last option is Honda Cross Tour. Or none of them.
What was the first one?
Chevrolet Suburban.
Yes, I've owned a Chevy Suburban.
Okay, thank you very much. One moment, let me go ahead and submit the answers. All right, now your credit score at the moment with Equifax, Thomas, is 526. Let me check what's affecting your credit. Is you have 5 derogatory accounts, you have 3 collections, 6 late payments, and let me see what else. You have also a few inquiries. So do you know what are these late payments and collections about?
No, I actually would like to know.
Okay, let me check. I'm doing a soft pull, so it doesn't give me access to all the details, but let me check if I can verify that without affecting your credit score, okay? Just give me a second. Okay, here we go. Well, I'm not going to be able to see or identify which ones are collections and which ones are late payments, because once again, I don't have access to the details. What I can tell you is altogether, you have the total of 10 negative marks. You have Eagle Loan. That's a closed account. There's a pending balance of $2,468. You have credit.
Let me write this down.
Uh-huh.
Eagle Loans. I could have sworn that was paid off. How much was the balance?
The balance is $2,468.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you something about this account. Eagle Loan is a closed account. And when you close the account, actually, you close the account this year by around February, you was making the payments on time. The reason why it's showing as a late payment is because back in 2020 and in 2021, they report 3 late payments. Okay, so that's the reason why it's showing in a late payment status. The next one is Credit One Bank. Okay, it's a closed account. There's a $655 balance pending. That one was closed in negative status also. You have another one with Credit One Bank. That's a closed account. This is an old one. You have First Premier. This is open, but it's late. Okay. And let me see what else. Kane and Wayner. And that's another. Kane and Wayner. That's the name of the company.
I have no idea who that even is.
This one is an open account. Okay. This should be a collection, but it doesn't show. I'm not able to see what is the collection about. You have another collection with CCS collections. Okay. The previous one with Kane and Weiner is for 162, and this one with CCS collections is for $127. You have another one with CCS collections for 116. You have also First Premier. That's an open account. This one is showing a late. There's a pending balance of only $8. And you have, believe it or not, is showing a pending balance of $8 only. And you have another two accounts closed with zero balance. This one, they're not supposed to be showing in your credit report. Okay, you have Eagle Loan and Redstone Federal Credit Union. Okay, so that's
Redstone was paid off.
Yeah, there is no pending balance, but they report you in the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 late payments. It's showing that you don't have any balance, but while you were paying this loan or this credit, you was late in some payments. So that's the reason why it's showing as a late payment or negative on your credit report.
And then Credit One Bank, I only had one credit card through them.
Okay, we can double check on that. You said Credit One?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. Credit One.
Eagle Loans, I'll have to get a hold of them and find out what's going on with that.
Okay. All right. Sometimes they report you twice. That could be the case. We can double check. The reason why it's showing double on your credit report. What I can tell you is, let me go back. It looks like it's not the same account because you have two different dates. You have, the first one was opened back in March 2016, and the second one was opened back in October 2020. So there's a 4 years difference, and there's different balances pending. Okay?
Yeah, that don't make any sense because I only ever had one credit card through Credit One Bank. And then First Premier Bank, that $8 thing, I'm current with them. That don't make any sense. I've got two credit cards through Premier Bank.
Okay,
so
now
I'll call Premier Bank to find out what's going on with that.
Let me tell you about Credit One. Maybe you have just one, but maybe the other one could be a department store credit card. Okay, it's provided maybe by Credit One Bank, but you get it through a department store, for example, Home Depot, Walgreens, dealers.
Yeah, I don't get apartment store credit cards. The only apartment store credit card I ever had was Rural King. But that can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that was already paid off.
All right. So we can go ahead and take a look on the details because I don't have access to the details. I'm doing a soft inquiry. So let me explain you what else or your credit situation. Altogether, you have the total of 10 negatives. You have 7 positive accounts. What the problem with the positive accounts is that you only have 3 open accounts out of the 7. So you have not too much activity right now. And let me see what else. Well, inquiries, you don't have that much. You only have 4. Okay, so basically this is your credit situation. Now, Have you ever tried to dispute the negative marks that they're not supposed to be on your records?
No.
Okay. I'm asking you because, for example, the collections altogether is only $405. So the negative impact is bigger compared with the total amount that you owe. So it's not that much. And for example, let me just give an example. If you don't work on your credit, these collections, the way that affects you is on the interest rates on new credits. All right. So let's say that you qualify for this loan, but due to your credit situation, you qualify for, let's say, 25% APR. I can guarantee you that this is part of the reasons why is because of the negatives on your credit report. So this is going to cost you money. So it's going to be a much better option to dispute him, to force the deletion of anything that is not supposed to be on your records. This is your right by federal law FCRA to dispute anything that you feel is inaccurate, outdated, misleading, or unverifiable. So this is actually what the lender is trying to help you. They're trying to help you qualify for lower interest rates on your personal loan. That's the reason why they transfer you with us to help you with your credit to move forward with this loan process and help you qualify for lower interest rates. So do you have any question about your credit, Thomas?
No, not. The only questions I got is for Premier Bank and Eagle Loans, why they're still on there. And
yeah, as I mentioned before, even if you don't have any pending balance, even if you close the account, if they report you, if anybody reports you on the credit bureaus, a late payment or collection, even if you paid that off, it's going to remain on your credit report. So that's the reason why I see a lot of opportunities on your credit because you have negative marks on your credit that they're not supposed to be on your records. Okay? So once someone reports you, those reports are going to remain on your credit unless you dispute them. Okay?
Okay,
so let me explain you really quick, Thomas, about how this program works and how can we help you. At the end, since we understand that you're applying for a loan because you need the money, I'm going to give you a really good option today to get you started to move forward with this loan process. The service that we offer includes unlimited disputes. That means that it doesn't really matter if you have 1 or 200 negative marks on your credit report. We're going to be able to dispute every single negative mark that is unjustified on your credit report, and we're going to be working with the 3 credit bureaus at the same time. Once we get you started, we're going to send a confirmation to the lender, in this case, M1, so that way they will be able to move forward with this loan process. And one of our credit experts is going to be able to review by detail the credit report. This is going to be to identify the negative marks that we're going to be able to start working with. Right after that, the expert is going to create an action plan, and we're going to start working on your credit. We're also going to give you access to our client portal. In our client portal, Thomas, you will be able to see the progress on your credit 24/7 on your cell phone or computer. For example, you can see how many negative marks are being removed and what is your credit score in real time. In this app, we're also going to give you access to some financial tools to help you put more positive activity on your credit while we work on your negatives. For example, we're going to give you access to an option that is going to help you report the payments that you make every month, payments that usually are not being reported. For example, your water, electricity, or if you have subscriptions like internet, cable, telephone, those payments are usually not being reported. So with this option, Thomas, you will be able to report those payments every month and no additional cost. Now, do you pay rent or are you a homeowner?
I pay rent.
Okay, the rent is another payment that you make every month, and it's not being reported. So we're going to give you access to rent report. This rent report service is going to help you report those payments every month with Equifax and TransUnion. And also, rent reporting is going to help you report up to 3 years of rent. So rent that you already paid in the past can also be reported. The main idea, Thomas, is by reporting payments, by reporting positive activity on your credit, while we work on your negatives, you can decrease the late payment percentage, which is 56% right now. So if you start reporting positive activity on your credit report, this late payment percentage is going to start decreasing, and your credit score is going to start improving while we work on your negatives. So you can improve and repair your credit at the same time.
Okay.
Another way to help you improve your credit is we're going to give you access to another type of financial tools. For example, you're going to have access to a line of credit for up to $5,000. We're also going to give you access to some third-party personal loans and credit cards. And as an additional way to help you improve your credit, if you decide to work on your credit to move forward on this loan process and bring your credit score back on track, for every single payment you make on your credit repair program, those payments will be reported every month with the three credit bureaus as a credit builder loan. It's not going to be a real loan. There is no money to be given through the credit pros. It's just going to be the way that we're going to be reporting your payments. But the benefit is every month you will see an improvement with Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And once you decide to opt out the service, this positive reporting will be discontinued. So basically, this is the information, Thomas, about the service that we offer. There are some more benefits. I just mentioned the main ones. So do you have any question about the service or about your credit report?
How much is the service?
The service, Thomas, requires an enrollment and a month-to-month servicing for the same amount, which is $149. But today, since we understand that you're applying for a loan because you need the money, I can offer you two different options. The first one is a discount. The discount will be applied on the enrollment and on the month-to-month servicing. It's going to be the maximum discount available, which is $30. So instead of paying $149, all that you pay after the discount will be $119 for the enrollment and $119 per month. This is the first option. If you're not able to make this payment today, well, the second option will be at the regular price of $149. But with the second option, we can get you started today, and we can give you a 2 weeks extension to pay the enrollment. This second option will be available with an initial payment of only $12.95. So which option do you think is better for you? The one with the discount or the one with the 2 weeks extension?
You mind holding for a minute? I'm gonna put you on hold just for a minute. I gotta talk to the wife real quick.
Sure.
Do you have a direct line phone number I can get a hold of you at? You there? Hello?
I'm sorry, I wasn't yet. I'm sorry.
Do you have a direct phone line I can get a hold of you at?
There is a telephone number for customer service.
Okay, what's that phone number?
973-233-4388.
4388. Is there any extension numbers?
No.
Okay, and you said this is Credit Bros?
Credit Pros.
Credit Pros. Okay. All right, and they, like, my would my loan get approved today if I go through with this?
What I can tell you is if they decide to transfer you, it's because they have options, but their advice is to work on your credit. That's going to help you qualify for better interest rates. So I just want to tell you that you're going to be approved if you work on your credit, because that's what I was told. Okay, so I'm not 100% sure what exactly they have available for you, but what I can tell you is once we start working on your credit, we send the confirmation to them and they move forward with this loan process.
Okay.
All right, now, can I ask you what is holding you back right now to take a decision?
Funds.
All right, but you're interested to work on your credit?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So what is holding you back is initial payment?
Yes, sir.
And is the second option, is not a good option for you to start working on your credit repair today?
Is it the $12.95?
That is correct.
How much is it in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks will be $149.
It'll be $149 every month?
Yes. But now, let me tell you something about this. I know there's a lot of information. Sometimes there's not enough time to give you all the details about the service. But number one, you're not going to be under a contract. This is a month-to-month service. You can stop it at any time. Number two is that we offer a 90 days money back guarantee. That means that if for any reason we fail to remove at least one negative mark from your credit report in the first 90 days, you can cancel the service and claim your full money back. So if you decide to invest in your credit, your investment is not going to be in risk.
Okay. All right. And then once, if I enroll, you transfer me back to the other, the loan department? Is that how that works?
No, because they should be working on your options right now, okay? So once we get you started, we send the confirmation to them, and they should be able to send you your lending options on your email at any time. Now,
okay.
I just want to remind you that part of the benefits included is if for any reason you don't like the options that M1 is going to offer you, you can try with the options. We have some options for personal loans available through our client portal. So you can double check with one of our credit experts which option is available for you based on your credit worthiness. Okay, so that's going to be like a plan B. I recommend you to wait until you hear from M1, and if you don't like what they offer, then you can double check with one of our credit experts the options that we have available through our client portal.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna just place you on hold just for another second.
Sure.
Okay, are you there?
Yes, I'm in. I'm here.
Okay, so if we do the first choice, the $119.
Okay.
I pay $119 a day today,
mm-hmm.
and then $119 in a month.
Yeah, the next payment will be due in May 28th, which is a month from today.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do the 119.
Okay, let me apply the discount. And another benefit is that you're going to keep the same discount, okay? You're not going to lose it.
Okay,
now, for the initial payment, Thomas, what type of a debit card are you going to use today?
MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. What is the card number?
5517-8200-0022-9845.
Thank you very much. What is the expiration date?
0325.
0325. And finally, Thomas, what is your CVV code?
205.
Okay, before I process the payment, let me go ahead and read you the credit and debit card disclosures. This is a very important information. And it says, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $119 to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to re-attempt for the enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if funds are not available. Once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee of $119 will start by May 28. So do you have any question, Thomas, before we process your payment?
No.
Okay, one moment. In the meantime, could you please grab a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah, I got one.
Let me give you first the main telephone number for customer service. And the number is
4388. Okay.
Now, let me give you also the transaction ID number. This is like a, your confirmation number. And that one is
006-257-883. Okay.
Now, Thomas, can you please go ahead and check a look on your email to see if you already received a welcome email from the Credit Pro support?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, can you please open it up and click on the link?
Okay.
Now, the next part of the process, Thomas, is going to be these five steps, starting with the agreement of service. Do you see the agreement of service?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to have to leave you in silence because you need to read, but I'm going to stay on the line with you, okay? So if you have
okay.
any question, I'll be here with you. Please let me know.
All right.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
If you want to give me a phone.
Okay, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so it says Credit Pros does not charge client in advance of rendering services. It charges client in stages and only after services are rendered in the initial credit audit program and for the work from each month round. What does that mean?
That means that, well, to be honest, this is the first time I hear it, because we charge an enrollment. The reason why we charge the enrollment fee is because we have to pay a fee for the credit bureaus to get to start working your credit. Okay, so to be honest with you, I've been working here for almost 5 years, and this is the first I never heard that. We can double check with the customer service. But once again, what I can tell you is all your investment, including this payment that you just made, is covered by the 90 days money back guarantee.
Okay, so like if you guys take off, that, like it's not going to cost me any more money other than the $119 a month, right?
That's it. It's a flat rate. We're not going to charge you a single cent more than that.
Even if you take stuff off my credit report, it's not going to cost me anything else.
What do you mean?
Like
a early termination fee?
If you remove negative marks off my credit report, it's not going to cost me anything, right?
Oh, no. You mean like an additional charge for every single negative item that you remove from your credit report?
Yes.
No, of course not.
Okay. All right. Just finish reading this here real quick. Okay, what is this? Client is guaranteed approval and a revolving trade line of $5,000 for the purchase of goods through nationalcreditdirect.com.
Yeah, that's one of the financial tools included in our service. Okay, and as I mentioned before, the main idea is to provide you as much tools, financial tools as we can, to help you improve your credit while we work on your negatives.
Okay. Well, that signature is pretty close to mine. Boy, that's a long contract.
It's not a contract, it's an agreement of service. It's just to let you know your rights while you're working and you're credit with us.
Yeah. All righty. Agree. Next step.
The remaining steps are way faster, okay?
Okay. Well, it depends on how fast my phone loads. Okay. So, first off, once I get logged in here, I want to save the... Mailing address. That's the correct mailing address. Simply click OK. Got it. Procedures. Wow. Okay.
Thanks again for your time and patience.
Okay, so first thing is to load my ID. All right, where do I load my ID? Oops, loading. Okay. How do I do this?
Come here, Bo. Come here, baby.
Hi.
There. Good morning, Mommy. Oh.
Okay. Shoot, I gotta take a picture with the camera first, huh?
And yeah, just the front part.
Download file. I don't want to download a file. How do I? There it goes.
I have two days. Bobby, 5 days. Bobby, 5 days.
Taking it a second to upload.
Sure.
Bye.
It's almost loaded. Okay.
Done?
No, it's telling me upload documents. I just uploaded my ID, but now it's saying upload. Creditor and Bo, pause that. Or go in the other room. Okay, so it's wanting me to upload another document?
No, that's an apply for you. That's for customers who receive Social Security benefits. So it doesn't apply for you. Okay, just the front part of your ID, and that's it.
Okay, now, I got that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, what do I need?
Now, let me explain to you what's going to be the last step. The last step, Thomas, is going to be the verification. The verification is going to take less than 2 minutes. It's going to be very important that you listen to the message. And that way you're going to be able to verify that we apply the discount. Okay, the month-to-month service fee is going to be the same one. And once you're done, that's going to be it for today. And in regards to the loan, just make sure to keep an eye on your email, because the lender, they should be able to send you the options at any time, okay, on your email. I just want to thank you for your time. Congratulations for taking this important step. This is for your financial freedom, for yours and your family, financial future. You're taking a very important step. It's totally worth it, okay? So thanks again for giving us the opportunity to help you bring your credit score back on track. And I hope you have an excellent weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're more than welcome. Please don't hang up. Stay on the line for a couple of more minutes.
Okay. So.